website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join us as we face the issues we always look forward to with anticipation, your calls with your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. We're asking a very, very important question today that I believe demands to be analyzed, reviewed, and answered. Will it be God or government? God or government? Now, I've spoken several times down through the years on similar subjects, but I believe we're getting more and more to the point that decisions are having to be made in society by we the people. Our nation, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, stands at the very crossroads. We have to decide if we're going to depend on God or government. It is a serious, serious question, and yet I'm finding more and more people wanting to depend on government rather than God. In fact, the latest Barna Research survey shows that 68% of the millennials, that's the 18 to 35-year-old age group, would prefer socialism than capitalism. Now, let that sink in for a moment. That is saying that we prefer to have government take care of us. The Bible is very, very clear. If a person doesn't work, he is worse than an infidel. The requirement of work is a biblical concept. But yet we find in society today, it seems as though more people and more people are looking for free education, free medical care, free college tuition, income without working, free telephones, free sex transitional surgeries, and I could go on and on and on. We're in that kind of society, and I believe it's time that we stop, look, listen, and determine. We are at a crossroads. In fact, as I studied the scripture in Psalms 146 and verse 3, the scripture is very, very clear. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help. We must get our priorities straight in America, I believe. And I believe it's time that we do so in a hurry. I believe it's time that we stop lingering and make a determination of who we're going to put our trust in. And as we face the issues, let me remind you, once again, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's called the Bible, the truth book. John 8, 31 and 32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, made a profound statement, a statement that I believe is applicable today as a free people, a free country, a free nation. Realizing that our real freedom is in God and not government. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. That's real freedom. Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17, 17, the word of God makes a definitive, declaratory statement. Thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that according to Psalms 117 and verse 2, endures forever. It's not some woke cultural truth where it's here today and gone tomorrow. You'll find fads, as we used to call them years and years and years ago, fads that will come and fads that will go. We're going through that fad stage that will undermine and destroy the foundation of our nation, lest we're very, very careful. We need to recognize truth. It was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, his dystopian novel entitled 1984, where Orwell made a statement: the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we're in the very center of that today, where there's disdain and disregard for truth. There's a rejection of truth. I don't believe Joe Biden, for example, would recognize truth if it slapped him in the face. Nancy Pelosi makes up her own truth. Multitudes, the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist Democratic Party, make up their own truth. But ladies and gentlemen, may I remind you, the truth is static. If you want to know what truth is, go back to the original. That's the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. And may I say to you, and I've quoted this many times down through the years, the recent years in particular, former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint made a statement that I believe is worthy of repeating. He says, truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation, end quote. When we get away from the proclamation of the declaration of the infallible truth found only in the Word of God, we've gotten away from the centrality of what truth really is. And yet we find in our nation today, some 55%, according to the latest research, 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, say that each person determines their own version of truth. Whereas, ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century church reformer and theologian Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's my challenge. I believe it's time, as we the people, especially Christians, conservatives, patriots in America, we get back to the truth book. Follow what God says, not what government says. Follow what God says rather than what government is doing. Go back to Acts chapter 5, verse 29. Peter and others had been reprimanded for preaching on the street. They were chided, challenged, thrown in prison, released, then the next day doing the same thing again. They were asked by the officials, basically, what are you doing? Why are you doing it? And Peter said, we ought to obey God rather than man. Now, that's not to advocate that we disobey the laws of the land, but it is to advocate that we understand that in the Bible, God created civil government for the purpose of prosecuting evil and protecting good, and we'll get away from that centrality, the truth of the purpose of civil government. We've gotten away from God's word and what God would have us to do. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowners with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of the Beltway, 295 Beltway, and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic benchmark, 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. Gigantic flag flowing 165 feet in the air. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment. It's closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship with the family of God and the house of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today's subject. By the way, our telephone lines are open. That's 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. I'm looking at a headline, God or the Devil? In whom do Americans really believe? A new low of 74% of Americans surveyed say that God is something they believe in, down from 90% in 2004, according to the new Gallup poll research. The poll also finds that for the first time, less than 60% answered yes to the question of whether or not hell and the devil were something they believe in. Regarding belief in hell and heaven and the devil, 18% believe in heaven, 27% believe in hell, and 28% believe in believe the devil is real, according to the respondents, respectively, as far as the survey is concerned. They answered directly that they don't believe in those things. Now listen, let me repeat that. It's how many believe in hell, heaven, hell, and the devil, respectively, those numbers, 18, 27, and 28%. That should give all of us a good picture of where we are morally, ethically, biblically, theologically, doctrinally, and spiritually in America. This article goes further. Americans' beliefs regarding God, angels, heaven and hell, and the devil fallen by double digits since 2001, according to the Gallup research. Quote, Gallup has used this framework to measure beliefs in these spiritual entities five times since 2001. And the May 1st through the 24th of 2023 finds that each of these are at the lowest point ever. Compared with 2001, belief in God and in heaven is down 16 points, while belief in hell has fallen 12 points, and it's the devil and angels fallen 10 points. Gallup research report that regular churchgoers, Protestants and Republicans in particular, listen to this. Let me read this section again. Gallup reports that regular churchgoers, Protestants and Republicans in particular, remain largely resolute in their beliefs about these subjects. Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't mean that Republicans are saved. It doesn't mean that because they're Republicans that they're going to heaven. But ladies and gentlemen, it shows you that in the Republican Party, which I consider to be more considerate of moral, ethical, spiritual, biblical things than you find in the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist party called the Democrats. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that we've fallen from the spiritual, fundamental, foundational values that we have had for some 247, almost 250 years now in America. We are in a position, ladies and gentlemen, today, where the free aspect of things, I believe, is causing Americans to surrender our rights, our Bill of Rights, our First Amendment in particular, where we have the right, the freedom of speech, and religious liberties. May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, that along with the free stuff, the government controls more and more of the lives in America today than in the history of America. Our hope, our confidence, our trust, ladies and gentlemen, must be placed in God and not in government. We're finding today, ladies and gentlemen, through the Biden administration, the declension of our Bill of Rights. I believe our Bill of Rights is on the verge of being totally eviscerated, totally destroyed, totally abandoned. In fact, you've heard me say before on this broadcast that Joe Biden, at least eight times to my knowledge, in public forum, public address, has said that there's nothing that's absolute in the Bill of Rights. But may I remind us once again, at the risk of redundancy, without a Bill of Rights, we have no religious liberties. Without our Bill of Rights, we have no freedom of speech. And our entire Bill of Rights are absolutely dependent upon the First Amendment, the freedom of speech, the religious liberties that we all are enjoying as a nation as a result of it. May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize where we are as a nation and make a determination to cling to what God has given us. This administration, the Biden administration, has more apparatuses today being used to censor what he said. to watch what you do, to watch where we go and what we say. They're using social media for that censorship. Looking at a headline, the Biden administration ordered, hear that term, the Biden administration ordered Facebook to change its algorithms to suppress all conservative speech. I'm going to pause for a moment. What does that mean? Where does it place us? Are we in jeopardy as a nation? First time in the history of America, are we finding a president being charged with, and there are court cases now where the courts have already deemed that that's what he's doing, determined that he is literally censoring Americans through the social media apparatuses in America. Here's the further statement in the article. And new memos recently released by Facebook, the social media giant was pressured by the Biden White House into altering its algorithms so that mainstream media sources would be elevated, listen, over all conservative free speech. As Just the News reports, the documents over the House Judiciary Committee following the subpoena detail a series of meetings between Facebook executives and the White House digital director, Robert Flattery, in spring of 2021. The demands from the White House focused on posts, that is, Facebook posts, related to the Chinese coronavirus and the efficacy and the efficiency of the COVID vaccines. In one meeting, April the 14th, 2021, Flattery asked Facebook if it would possibly be possible to use artificially to promote outlets such as, let me go back to show you this. In one of the meetings, April the 14th, 2021, Flattery asked Facebook if it was possible to artificially promote outlets such as New York Times and the Washington Post instead of the Daily Wire, Fox News, particularly commentator Tommy Lahren. Quote, if you were to change the algorithm so that the people were more likely to see New York Times and Wall Street Journal, any authoritative news source over Daily Wire, Tommy Lahren, and polarizing people, Flattery asked, you wouldn't have a mechanism to check the material impact, would you? End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is we're finding out more and more each and every day that what we thought was free speech, we thought was simply going online and you could post your article, have your statement made. But what most have not recognized, and I've repeated it many, many times on this show, that we're finding today that there's no free speech. There's no secret, if you will. In fact, our Fourth Amendment has been totally eviscerated. The federal government is watching everything that's said and done. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, now called X for whatever reason, any other social media platform, all is watched, censored, and monitored by the federal government. No, the federal government's not doing it. Social media's doing it. So Joe Biden can say, we do not do that. But it doesn't change the fact that it's through the back door, through all of the social media platforms and outlets, that we're being watched, tracked, traced, followed, eavesdropped on, spied on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's exactly what is taking place today, ladies and gentlemen. And yet we have multitudes that feel there's nothing wrong. In fact, one of the things that's a little quirky that I find hard to understand, people say, well, if you don't have anything to hide, then what's wrong with that? Whole lots are wrong with it, ladies and gentlemen. We're losing, listen to this headline, we're losing our freedom and our choices. Has the Constitution been effectively terminated? That's the question that's asked. And I believe we have reached the apex of the scenario where we're being watched, tracked, traced, and followed to the point that we have eviscerated and destroyed, terminated, as this writer calls it, our Constitution. This article states, statistics and polling show that your world is shrinking, and not in a good way. Not only are basic freedoms under siege, but economic choices that many of us take for granted are slowly being taken away. When the Iron Curtain fell in 1989, there was a wave of optimism, excitement, that freedom had been unleashed, and there would be no going back to totalitarianism. But along the way, something went wrong, this writer says. The stats don't lie. Freedom has been in decline for years. Global studies show that the most of the world, freedom has been in decline over the years. Added to that, an economic consolidation under larger companies, with consumers seeing their purchasing choices totally restricted. There was once a sense that freedom was winning, expanding across the globe. Now the future looks less free and fewer rights, with fewer choices about how we live our lives. Christian Civil Liberties Union John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute takes the radical view that the Constitution has been effectively terminated because so much of it is now regularly ignored by the Biden administration. He says that many heavily armed government agencies and local police forces constitute a standing army on U.S. soil, ready to raid homes in violation of the Fourth Amendment. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you find it to be serious or not. I don't know if you find it to be challenging, but I'm basing my opinions, my position, my insight, and my thoughts based on where we are, where we were, and where we're going. We're on a rapid pace in America and around the globe of surrendering all rights, all freedoms to the governments that control us. And ladies and gentlemen, that brings on the scene the ultimate dictator that shall control the world. Listen very carefully to an eschatological, prophetic oversight statement. The next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church. That's the seizure, the snatching away of the body of Christ. Every believer will suddenly be taken out of this world. And at that point, ladies and gentlemen, the one that's called the lawless one, the man of sin, the Antichrist, will step on the scene and will rule and reign this whole world with an iron fist. He will have abilities that ordinary citizen, ordinary person would not have, according to Daniel chapter 8, verse 23, 24, and 25. He will be one that will seemingly be omniscient and omnipotent, but it is as a result of the technological advances that we're making today that will be in the hands of the Antichrist that will allow him to watch, as it would seem, that will allow him to know, as it would seem, everything that's taking place in the world. So I'm concerned about it from the eschatological prophetic standpoint of what is taking place and where we're going in that. I'm looking at a headline that says, disturbing new revelations show the FBI is spying on each of us. The Federal Bureau of Investigation carried out improper surveillances on multitudes of governmental officials, according to court documents just released. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, FISA, issued an opinion stating that the FBI improperly used powers granted under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act to gather information on unnamed United States senators and officials in America. These disturbing new revelations show that Section 702 surveillance spy program the government claims is in focus on foreign adversaries is in fact routinely used against all Americans. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not crying wolf just simply to frighten. The purpose is to inform and to challenge, that we wake up, sit up, as old cliche goes, smell the coffee, and to understand what is taking place. Here's a headline just dated August the 8th. U.S. funding research to develop stealth, S-T-E-A-L-T-H, stealth censorship of all Americans, end quote. A free speech watchdog is warning that the U.S. government has funded research intended to develop stealth censorship programs, ways to censor what Americans say, what Americans see, without letting the speakers know they're being watched and fallen. It is John Solomon at Just the News who has reported on the warning from the Foundation for Freedom Online. That organization focusing on digital free speech has confirmed researchers using tax money already have captured and examined millions upon millions of Twitter social media contents and comments during the 2020 election season that they described as misinformation. A wide range of censorship programs already has been confirmed by being implemented by government agencies under the Joe Biden's directions, mostly having government employees turn their complaints over to private foundations, which then insist social media companies take down, suppress, or even delete any information that the Biden administration disagrees with. Several of the administration's targeted have included COVID-19 informants and information, facts about treatments of COVID, the outside influencers' presence during the 2020 presidential race, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, this is important because right now, with part of the prosecutorial advancements against President Donald J. Trump, is based on his free speech. We'll talk about that further in this broadcast today because they're saying that what he said at the January 6th riot, as they call it, against the Capitol, that he was insisting that the people do things that would be horrible and against the Capitol and against life. He didn't. He had free speech rights, but it's being twisted. We're going to talk about that further. By the way, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Love to hear from you. Are you concerned about the free speech in America? Are you concerned about the more and more of the citizens want to depend on government rather than God? How should we reverse the trend? What's the answer? How should we then live? Ezekiel said in Ezekiel 33 and verse 10. This article goes further to say, the Foundation for Freedom Online, in fact, documented work at the University of Washington Center for an Informed Public, working on tax funding to develop a variety of circuit breakers and nudges that could censor all information on social media. The question is asked in this article, do leftists want to suppress all free speech in every form? That's the question. My answer is yes, they're doing it. It is increasing. It is not decreasing. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, let me give you a good, horrific example of the invasion of the Bill of Rights, invasion by way of the Fourth Amendment, and the suppression of free speech. Now listen, you might say something I disagree with. Some now in the realm and forms of government, the DOJ and others, are trying to segment, segregate, and split apart free speech by causing some of it to be called hate speech. There's no such thing as hate speech. Free speech, you may not like what I say, but I have the right to say it. I may not like what you're saying, but you have the right to say it. That's called free speech. But ladies and gentlemen, just recently, in fact, yesterday, a good example of the crushing of the free speech and the censoring of speech. Now, I'm not saying that this man was right. I'm not advocating what he said or done at all. But a 74-year-old man in Utah was summarily executed at his home by the Secret Service and the FBI because of some things he posted on social media. That might have been a hateful speech. It might have been threatening sounding. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe there's something wrong when that can take place to an American citizen with no trial. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. We're going to take about a one-minute top of the hour news break, and after the news break, we'll come back and continue our conversation today. Daughter government, where do we stand? Where do you see America being in the very near future? Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. They've called out the National Guard on the fire-ravaged island of Maui. The Hawaiian wildfires have claimed at least 36 lives and have destroyed treasured historic sites in Lahaina Town, which dates to the 1700s. The fast-moving fires chased thousands out of their homes on Hawaii. The government's latest inflation report came out this morning, shows that inflation heated up a bit last month, rising 3.2% compared with 1 year earlier. That followed 12 months of cooling inflation. A leading anti-cartel, anti-corruption crusader running for president of Ecuador has been shot and killed. Happened during a campaign rally being held north of the capital, Quito. The opening bell just sounding on Wall Street with the Dow up 194 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Conservative Theological University has provided biblical theological education for God's pastors, evangelists, missionaries, and Christian educators since 1982. CTU would be delighted to assist you in your Bible studies. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. The CTU campus is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Leave your contact info today at 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question today, is it God or government? Where do we place our trust, our confidence, our dependence? It's a song that we sing so often in Christian churches. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and His righteousness. But yet we find more and more, seemingly more and more, what appears to be more and more, even with the conservatives and the Christians, the patriots, placing trust and confidence in the government. Yet the government is spying on us. That's the term that President Trump used, and he started his campaign in late 2015, and he said they were spying on him. They were tapping his lines, his phone lines, et cetera, et cetera. The media made fun of him, castigated him, chided him for using that term. But yet we understand today more than ever that we're being spied on. Our First Amendment rights are being eviscerated. Our Fourth Amendment rights are being canceled, along with the fact that they're passing legislation every day infringing upon our Second Amendment rights. So the point is, what do we turn to? Do we depend on government even more, or turn back to God? I believe it's time that we turn back to God. We pray and seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, and ask God to heal our land. Based on Second Chronicles 7:14. But ladies and gentlemen, just before the news break, I touched on, and I'll touch on this a little further, and then we will take our caller. I touched on this a little earlier. A 74-year-old man in Utah was summarily executed at his home. Looking at the headline, man killed during FBI raid after allegedly threatening Biden. A man was killed as an FBI agent executed a search warrant in Utah on August the 9th, officials confirmed. There was a shooting in Provo, Utah, around 6:15 a.m. local time, according to the FBI. The incident began when special agents attempting to serve an arrest and search warrant at a residence. The subject is deceased, end quote. The FBI takes all shooting incidents involving our agents or task force members seriously. In accordance with the FBI policy, the shooting incident is under review by the FBI's Inspection Division. As this is an ongoing matter, we have no further details to provide, according to a spokesperson. The article says this: Mr. Robertson wrote on Facebook, that's the one that was executed, wrote on Facebook on Tuesday night that he dreamed of seeing President Biden's body with the head severed. Now, I don't know what else he said. I don't know what the man is capable of doing or was capable of doing. That's not the point. But my point is that makes me sit up and take notice and should cause us to be concerned is they were watching him. They were censoring him. They were listening to him, reading everything that he said on social media. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if that's just one case, and yet we understand that across America, according to the latest reports, some 500,000 Americans have been spied on by the FBI, the CIA, the DHS, the DOJ, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Where are our amendments? Where are our Bill of Rights? Where are our freedoms? Where are our liberties? Do we just simply cast them aside and say, oh, well, that was yesterday? I'm fearful that's where we're headed, ladies and gentlemen. I believe we have Jan on the line. Jan, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, I agree 100% with the spying and everything and the fake news. And I've been not confident in the news people since way back in 1976 when they told a lie about my first daughter passing away. They made it look like child abuse, and it had nothing to do with child abuse. And ever since then, I've just have no faith in the news channel. And I do feel like we're being spied on. I have full faith in the Lord that he's going to take care of us. And that's what I live on from day to day. I read his word. And as much as I read his word, he promises the more you read, the more you learn, the more you dedicate. He's just there more and more and more 24/7. And that's what I have faith in. And I do my duty by voting and whatever I can to improve life as it is now. I just don't know what else we can do.
Well, I'm thankful that you're saying that, Jan. And may I say to you, I am encouraged by what you're saying. It is our responsibility as Christians, as conservative Christians in particular, that we study the Word, know the Word, read the Word, and allow the Word of God to permeate our hearts and allow the Word of God to be the motivation and the factor in our life and living. But yet, Jan, you're familiar with, and I know you are, must be, multitudes of Christians have the philosophy that they ought not to be involved in government. Multitudes of Christians, even from the pulpits today, are telling the church members, don't get involved in government, don't sponsor a candidate, don't get involved in the political process. That's dirty, wicked, and evil. And it's as a result of that mindset and false theology, the false teaching from preachers for so many years, that we have Christians today that are simply sitting on the sideline, not paying any attention to what's happening and where we're going. And as a result of that, the salt and light, and that's what God's word says that we are as Christians. The salt and light, as the light has been darkened, the salt has lost its savor, and the word of God says it's worthless and to be cast out and trodden underfoot. We're finding, and if the salt and light is the church, and that's what we are, and it's to be
that's
cast
right.
out, trodden underfoot, that's what we see taking place with our churches today. Churches are no longer salt and light. As a result of that, Jan, we're seeing more and more of the younger generation in particular leaning on, depending upon, and surrendering to government rather than to God. So you're exactly right. It's through Bible study, prayer, and study of God's Word that God gives us insight and wisdom and strength to be sustained each and every day. So I'm thankful for you, Stan. Jen, thank you so much for your call. Keep on keeping on in the Word, and God bless you as we keep looking up today. Ladies and gentlemen, telephone number, thank you so much, Jan. The telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios. We can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. Is it God or government? Where are we going as a nation? We're watching government more and more in control of our life and our living and what we're doing. Even the bank accounts today, ladies and gentlemen, being controlled. Listen, the banks are under the federal banking system, and the government's in control of the federal banking system, and the banks today are becoming arms of the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party under the Biden administration. Now, you might say that's harsh, that's hard, that's too dogmatic. No, it's not. We're watching the banks today, ladies and gentlemen, closing accounts by the thousands across America. Hear me, and hear me well. We're setting the stage at this very moment for the Biden administration's debut of digital currency. You've heard me talk about it before. That's the digital wallet, where you'll not have any greenbacks, no coinage, no change. Everything that we'll be able to spend will be in fiat dollars on your handheld devices. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, it will put the federal government in total control of life, living, what we do, where we go, and what we say. Looking at a headline, banks attack on renowned vaccine skeptic includes closing the bank accounts. An old line banking corporation has launched an attack on vaccine skeptic Joseph Mercola, that's M-E-R-C-O-L-A, by closing his business account. According to the report, the Daily Caller News Foundation, the publication said it obtained copies of the document showing the account closed by J.P. Morgan Chase Bank include those for the Mercola business, Mercola Market, offices of his company, and officers' wives. The report explained Mercola's Market is a Florida-based health business. The reason for the closure was unspecified. The Chase official told Rye in a voicemail, "I was told legal reasons. They cannot tell me why they're closing your account. I believe they canceled it on the account because Dr. Mercola and his opinions," according to his foundation, co-authored the best-selling book, The Truth About COVID-19, which exposed the likelihood that this virus was engineered in a laboratory funded by the NIH. He correctly predicted the vaccines would not prevent the transmission or infection of COVID-19. He has been directly censured by the Biden administration and is being targeted by politically weaponized agencies from the federal government. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not just his account. It's across the nation. More and more of the banks are taking it upon themselves with their woke cultural bent of making the determination that if you're a Christian, if you're a conservative, if you're a patriot, you ought not to have the right to have a bank account in their banks. I'm looking at a headline. New system could tell government everything about your money. And it goes on to talk about the digital system and what is taking place with it. But first, let me just read you the headline from another article. U.S. banks are abruptly freezing accounts, halting withdrawal without warning or any explanation. Now, listen. This is getting down to where the rubber hits the road. It's where the water hits the wheel. It's getting down where reality takes place. Perhaps you can sit back and lackadaisical, nonchalant attitude saying, well, it doesn't affect me. But if you take a stand on an issue, if you take a stand and say the 2020 elections were fraudulent, if you take a stand and say Joe Biden is an illegitimate president, if you take a stand and say that we were lied to by NIH and the CDC and the DHS, and the DOJ and the federal government in any fashion. If you say that COVID-19 was a pathogen that was a mass genocide pathogen developed in a laboratory paid for by U.S. tax dollars for the purpose of genocide around the globe, then somehow, some way, you have outspoken somehow, some way, it is misspeech, it's misinformation, it's disinformation, and it's no longer free speech. It should be destroyed. And so the banks now are getting in on the act and closing accounts for those people, their, if you please, their account accountants, those that have been accounts that have been set up with them, those that are their customers. They're closing the accounts if they disagree with their position socially, ethically, morally, or perhaps even theologically and doctrinally. U.S. banks are abruptly freezing accounts, halting withdrawals without warning or explanation. Here's the article. U.S. banks are increasingly closing customers' accounts and freezing withdrawals without warning, according to the new report. A growing number of people say they have abruptly losing access to both their checking and savings accounts, according to CBS Los Angeles. The report cited a sudden account closure of an individual who received an ominous alert while logging into his bank account with the Bank of America. He then drove to a local branch in West LA, where he was told his account had been shut down and access to his life savings was denied. Quote, "Bank of America told me it was shut down. They refused to give me any explanation. They told me I would get my money after it all been resolved. All of a sudden, I find I am broke. I can't feed my family. I can't pay my bills. I can't pay my expenses. Bank of America, which has $1.4 trillion in assets under management, said it would take up to 20 days to review this man's account. It's another one of those situations where you just, how you deal with this massive bank, the massive power that they have control over you. I was shocked to find out that it is actually relatively common in banking today in America. Ladies and gentlemen, it should cause everyone to sit up and take notice in the realization and the recognition that there's a control factor. In fact, Franklin Graham made an astounding statement. Franklin Graham warns Christians what Christians should know about woke banks. Franklin Graham warned of the coming storm that Christian organizations are facing from the banking industry closing bank accounts of Christian organizations. The issue is that the leftists in control of various banking institutions or corporations have launched a deliberate discriminatory attack against Christian organizations. For example, the National Committee for Religious Freedom, started by the former senator and Governor Sam Brownback, has had his account arbitrarily closed by Chase Bank with no explanation given. Franklin Graham says wokeness that already has invaded universities, schools, governments, and social media now is sweeping across the banking industry, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, it's setting the stage for two things. It's setting the stage for total control over what we say and what we do, and it's even getting to the point of thought control as they're trying to prosecute President Donald J. Trump for that. It is a system today that's shutting out moral, ethical, theological, doctrinal conservatives in America. I believe we have Pastor Davis on the line. Go ahead with your question or comments, please.
Yes, good morning, good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood.
I pray that you're doing well.
Yes, sir, we are very blessed thus far, thank God. But what I wanted to say, Dr. Youngblood, I think a great part of the problem that we're facing in our society today is coming as a result of lackadaisy Christians. I mean, how they sit around and some want to take a neutral stance and say, well, that doesn't really affect me. Mm-hmm. Well, I would beg to differ because I would like to know, I mean, if they're living on this planet, why does it not affect you? I mean, if you're here, you know, if you're living, of course, I mean, all of the decisions that are being made by the degenerates out there, and we have to realize that degenerate people make degenerate decisions. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate because they're sitting in seats of authority. So what we have to do on today, as you have already said on the broadcast, we have to come together as Christians and vote them out and put people in there with Christian values. If we expect for any of this to turn around and work in our favor, Dr. Youngblood, now is the time that we need to wake up out of sleep because our redemption is drawing nigh.
Absolutely. Well stated, well focused, and spot on with where we are. I'm concerned, Dr. Davis, that so often Christians are willing to be silent. And I think we've been silent long enough. I think, as you said, it's time for Christians. I think it's time for Christians to come out from under the bed, get out of the closet, let our light shine, let our salt have its savor, and take a stand in a dark and dying, decaying society. And Pastor Davis, if we don't, I believe the large portion of the fault for where we stand in America today can be placed on the Christian and conservative shoulder for our being silent. I think we've been silent long enough. I think that it's time we stand up and speak up. Pastor, thank you so much for your call, for your input. You're spot on with that. And the only hope we have, as you've said, we need to turn back to God. We need to recognize and have the reality face us that God is the only answer. He's the only hope that we have in a dark and dying society in which we're living in. Thank you so much.
Amen.
And have a blessed day. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today. Is it God or government? Where do you place your hope and your trust? We have Joe Biden that is talking about something that is called climate change. And in climate change, listen, that might sound like it's an odd statement in the midst of what we're talking about. But climate change is a subject today that is being declared as a health emergency. Joe Biden just recently said that he was in particular control. Here is what he says. Joe Biden says he's practically declared a national climate emergency. Now, before I read the balance of that article, let me simply say the next thing on the calendar of the Biden administration to control we the people is to declare a national health emergency based on climate change. World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros, the head of the World Health Organization, not a physician, not a medical doctor, but Dr. Tedros, a vicious, vile, wicked man in his history past, has already said that climate change is a health emergency. Listen, and knowing that we've already been placed under the umbrella of the World Health Organization by Joe Biden back in May 26, 27, when a treaty was signed or an authorization was signed, putting America under the domination of the World Health Organization for the next pandemic, for the next emergency, and knowing that Dr. Tedros with the World Health Organization has said that climate change is a global health emergency. Now, the next thing on the calendar for Joe Biden and the Biden administration to get total final control of we the people is to declare a national health emergency based on climate change. And Joe Biden just yesterday in an interview dated August the 9th, this article, Biden says he's practically declared a national climate emergency. President Joe Biden says he practically declared a national climate emergency, though he's not yet made an official declaration as of yet. In an interview that aired on August the 9th, the president was asked by the Weather Channel, Stephanie Abrams, whether he was prepared to declare a national emergency with respect to climate change. Quote, Biden said, I've already done that, he responded. We've conserved more land. We've rejoined the Paris Climate Accord. We passed $386 billion climate control facility. We're moving in that direction. It is an existential threat to all of humanity. When pressed again on whether or not he had already declared an emergency, he added, practically, yes, speaking, end quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, I believe the next thing on the calendar of this socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party, led by Joe Biden, is to declare a national health emergency based on the woke culture of climate change. And as a result of that, declare a national emergency so, again, we can have lockdowns. So, again, there can be police parading the streets to determine whether you're in your house or out of your house, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It is a global disaster that is facing us this fall and next spring as to what we see on the horizon based on climate change. I believe Jim is on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. I was going to ask you if you saw that interview there and then you started talking about it when I called in, so I know you did.
Jim, what I liked about his comments was this. Listen, he says, we've already passed a $368 billion climate control facility. What in the world is a climate control facility? Where is it located? I don't know anything about it, and I don't know of anybody else. In fact, I found the commentators in some of the channels last evening questioning, where is that climate control facility? What does it mean? What does it look? Is it a spying center? Is it a center to censor everything that we say or do? What, in fact, is a climate control facility that's $368 billion? And he then says it's a climate control is an existential threat to all of humanity. He's setting the stage for it. Where do you think it's going, Jim?
Just another made up, completely fairy tale scenario being advanced to scare the masses and take their money. And it was actually hotter during the what they call the Roman warming period, which was about Jesus' time. Mm-hmm. It was actually hotter then than it is now. I was reading on, I think it was Hot Air, one of the red state sites. You know, they got Hot Air, not clear politics. Anyway, you were talking about one of their, they had some scientists come out and say it's actually hotter now because of an act that they did for the shipping lanes back in 2020, and saying that the air is cleaner. So, I mean, what is it? Is the air cleaner now? Isn't that a good thing? But yet it's hotter because the air is cleaner? These people just cannot keep their stories straight.
One of the things that I find fascinating, I listened to a airhead talking about the weather, and listen to this. He made the statement, and I wish I could find it in print. I heard it verbally. He said, it's hotter now than it's been in the past 126,000 years. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
126,000 years. Who's keeping the record? Who had the record then? How does he know it's hotter now than it was then? My question is, as Ken Ham with Back to Genesis always asked, were you there? Were you a witness? How do you know that it was hotter now? It's hotter now than it was then. And Jim, the whole thing is, that is so ironic and sad, that while all of this is going on, it's simply giving the government more and more power and control over we the people. And yet at the same time these things are taking place, on the other side of the coin, they're restricting free speech, restricting our biblical values, and as Tony Perkins called it, taking away more of our faith, freedom, and family than in the history of America through the Biden administration. And I'll read this and ask your take on it. Arrested simply for reading the Bible. Police detained four young Christians at a drag queen event. Four young Christians were arrested Saturday at Watertown, Wisconsin, while they were preaching the gospel at a public drag queen show focusing on children. A video of the arrest of one young man was posted and shared on social media platforms. The 1 minute, 29-second video clip shows one of the officers, who was the sergeant stripes on his sleeves, suddenly grabbed the microphone away from him as he questions what they were doing there. The officer informed the young man he's being arrested for violating the sound ordinance about noise amplification. It goes without saying they were interfering with the four young men's freedom of speech and religious liberties. What is your take on that? What do you see happening in the bigger picture across America if that continues?
Well, I see the ACL, the Southern Law Poverty Center, calling them terrorists, and I see the flip side of that organization initiating a lawsuit against that township and relieving that township of a pretty hefty fund for violating these four young men. What was that young man that was in D.C. for Right for Life there? I think his name was Nicholas or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, he won a major lawsuit because his free speech was violated.
What did he get, about $360 million from CNN?
These officers should be trained in the Bill of Rights there, and with the past climate of defund police, you've really got an environment now where they can't hire well-qualified individuals. And even though this man is a sergeant, has probably been there for a while, you know, all these townships, counties, and cities are suffering from these organizations that are calling for their demise. They just,
Jim, our time is on the.
Yeah, it's up.
Our time has totally expired, but thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
I think you and I would agree that our only hope is to turn back to God, seek His face, and not government. Jim, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 90.